Orly Yud Beis Tishrei, Dvar Halacha, Sunday night.
Okay, so what is very, very common by sukkahs, let's see how many chumras we could come up with in one night. What's very common by sukkahs is people have canvas sukkahs, okay? They're very nice houses, but sukkahs diras haroi, so why not get a canvas sukkah? So the problem is it moves in the wind. So, ironically, the Chazon Ish is Meikil here. Chazon Ish is a Meikil, and if it just moves a little, or even significantly, but it doesn't move three Tvachim, if it wouldn't become Ois Mechitza, if it wouldn't move a significant amount like three Tvachim, so the Chazon Ish holds it's not a problem. If it moves. So, but the Mishnah. Well, you take private, we have private sessions afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, I think it's well known as Machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah holds if it just shakes, it's already a problem. Now, not only is it a problem, but there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch which says, which if you have problematic mechitzas because they move, tying them down won't help. Because there's a chashash, it'll come loose. Rav Moshe talks about it in Chelek Hay in a Tshuva. He talks about the canvas sukkahs, if you tie them down tightly, and he says it's a problem. There are those that are miyashev, we'll call it minagohilom, we'll call it, if they tie it down tightly, but it really is a problem. Maybe not b'diyevin, you have a kosher sukkah, but you're not supposed to do that. It's osur, it's ein lasos sukkah, that it's tolui in tying it down tightly. So, someone came up with the idea of lovewood strings. Now you'll have your canvas sukkah, but you'll have your kosher walls through lovewood. Okay, now, lovewood is not so simple. If you have just shesi or just erev, so it's not so simple. If you have a three-wall sukkah, then the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be machmir, like the Magen Avraham, that it's a problem. You can't use just lovewood, meaning just shesi or just erev. You can't use it for a three-wall sukkah. Chazon Ish passels it even for a four-wall sukkah. But if you have a canvas sukkah, according to the Chazon Ish, you're okay, because he doesn't care that it flaps a bit, even more than a bit. So if you have a three-wall sukkah, just shesi and just erev is a problem, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham. Okay, now, let's say you do, and a lot of people do, or many people do. So the chayr, if you have a four-wall sukkah and it's canvas, and you make lovewood strings, the chayr, that's okay. Because monav shach, how machman do you have to be? It's already four walls, and you have your lovewood is okay according to the Mishnah Berurah. The flapping is okay according to the Chazon Ish. Now, let's say you want to be from day after Yom Kippur, you don't feel right, you know, right away, start off with kulas. So you want to, by the way, if it's four tvachim wide, that's already called Erev also. No, according to the laws of somebody, there's really no such thing as Shesi and no Erev, because everything has, except if it's a line in geometry, they taught us it has length and no width. But really, everything has some width. But the halacha calls that it's called only shesi or only erev until it's four tvachim. When it's four tvachim, even if you have boards, of four tvachim less than three tvachim apart, that's called already shesi and erev, and you don't have to worry. Even if it's a three wall sukkah, right? Because it's called this way, horizontal or vertical, and it's also horizontal because it's four tvachim across. Now, let's say you don't have four. Most people don't have that. Certainly, the lovewood strings, what they call lovewood straps, are not four tvachim. So, let's say you have only a three-wall sukkah, and they're selling you, which they sell. They actually sell three-wall sukkahs with these lovewood strings, and I don't know, so not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer. So you want to make a crisscross. Now how much of a crisscross, meaning you want to make it erev also, or shesi also. So how much do you need? So again, you have some sheet that's hold for the Mishnah Berurah, it's machma, and you have that on a merpeset. Like if you want to use a mirpeset ma'aka for a wall of a sukkah, and it's 10 tefachim high, and it's like just bars, but you usually have like one bar going across on top. So, and on the bottom. On the bottom also. So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, the morning mashma, the Mishnah Berurah just the charatzion, just about says that even if you have just one across, so you've already, you have already Shesi and Eirik. That's good enough. But the Chazon Ish, but he's okay with the canvas sukkah, so don't worry too much. But the Chazon Ish, who passels just Shesi, just Eirik, even if a four wall sukkah, but he's okay with the canvas sukkahs, he holds that you have to have a crisscross less than three tefachim. You have to create, in other words, when you do, you have to have constant Erev or constant Shesi, so you never have a space of more than three. Kitzah, we could manage to, what do you have to have a canvas sukkah for? Go build a sukkah, build a nice sukkah with walls, and, but if you do have a canvas sukkah, so speak to me and make sure that you do it right. The best thing would be to have, I think, with a canvas sukkah, the best thing would be to have, the easiest would be to either have a four walls and be samech on the Mishnah Berurah, or the Chazon Ish holds a canvas sukkah is good. The Mishnah Berurah holds if you have four walls, just Sesi and just Erev is good. Certainly if you have at least one going across. But you talk to Beryl, Beryl for me, when I had a sukkah on 36, he made a Chazon Ish crisscross to make sure that there was Shesi and Erev every less than three tefachim. It's not me'ila. Okay.